Welcome back, 451, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fine on this Cyber Monday. And on this Cyber Monday, the White House pressed for middle-class tax cuts, eh?
That's right. The President's Council of Economic Advisors came out with a report this morning that talked about the impact on retailers if the Congress does not go ahead before the end of the year and pass tax cuts only for the middle class. And they found that consumer spending in the coming year could be reduced by as much as $200 billion, and GDP growth could be cut. And, you know, it would hurt the economy across the board. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to obviously put pressure on Republicans in Congress to pass the tax relief for people earning under $250,000 a year right now, so the president basically gets what he wants before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there signs? I know that we've seen a couple of people over the weekend, some GOPers over the weekend, that look like maybe they were caving a bit. Are you getting that general sense from the entire party that something is going to happen?
Not from the entire party, no. You're right that there are important lawmakers here and there who are saying, look, I took Grover Norquist's anti-tax pledge years ago, and I don't feel bound by it in this lame duck Congress or going forward. And, you know, there's a significant number of Republican lawmakers who are saying that now, which was definitely a shift from before the election. However, you still have people like Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, and Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, who are saying, look, we are still not going to raise tax rates on the wealthy. We can get the revenue that we need to reduce the deficits by limiting deductions and closing tax loopholes in the law. And basically, the story today is that the two sides are back in their entrenched positions, is the president insisting that he won't sign legislation that doesn't raise taxes on the wealthy, and Republicans again saying this is not the way to go.
So it's sort of a it's almost like a poker game, isn't it? Where one side is kind of waiting out the other side. They think they're bluffing. I mean, it's kind of strange. And even the president was told, I think, by Warren Buffett that, hey, you know, let the sequestered cook kick in after the first of the year. We're not going to go anywhere. You know, if it happens over 2 or 3 months, we'll get it straightened out. So you know, you get the impression that both are just going to hold out to the very last minute.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. You know, the president did call over the weekend House Speaker John Boehner, and he called Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. No word from the White House on whether those phone calls produced any results. It doesn't seem like they did. You know, we're not being told anything substantive happened. And, you know, to look at the president's schedule for the rest of this week, he has no meetings set with the top negotiators from Congress. So It seems like they're playing a waiting game with each other.
Yeah. So how was the presidential Thanksgiving? I'm assuming you were at the table?
I was there in spirit, yes. They had, it sounded like quite a feast. They had 6 different kinds of pie.
Wow.
Which I would have enjoyed greatly. And, you know, pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie, and I forget the others, but, yeah, it sounds like it was quite a feast.
Yeah. Any reaction from the president today on the, Jamie Foxx statement calling the president Lord and Savior last night in Las Vegas?
No, we did not get that question in at the briefing tonight.
Ah, darn it. I hate that. Any talk of Susan Rice being nominated to the Secretary of State position, or is that quieted?
You know, there was one question to Jay Carney, the presidential press spokesman, about John McCain's remark over the weekend that seemed to be a little more compromising, or a little softening of Senator McCain's tone about Ambassador Rice. And what, you know, the question was, what did the White House, you know, think about that? Does that seem like an opening for, you know, an eventual appointment to become Secretary of State? And all Jay Carney would say was, well, we appreciate that, and that's where we're going to leave it. It didn't go any further than that.
Any comment today on Egypt?
Yes, quite a bit. The president's spokesman said, that the administration has obviously been in touch with President Morsi of Egypt, not President Obama himself, but others in the State Department over the weekend since the Egyptian president made this pronouncement that he was taking over all judicial powers. And Jay Carney said, you know, the administration has expressed to President Morsi our United States concern about this, and that we will continue to express our concern about that. But at the same time, the White House is, you know, very much wanting to get out the message that they appreciate what the Egyptian president did to help negotiate a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. So they're definitely walking a tightrope there.
Mm-hmm. All right. And finally today, did you buy anything on this Cyber Monday?
I did not. I was too busy. I was going to buy some thermal underwear, but I never got around to it.
Well, now we know what to get you for Christmas. So
there you go.
All right, Dave. Great to talk to you. Thanks.
All right, Andy.
See you. Dave Boyer, Washington Times, White House reporter. What's thermal underwear?